you guys about where you hoped you would be at this point?
Yeah, and I'm pleased. It may not show up on the scoreboard right now. We need to improve our scoring production, but there's been quite a few changeable parts on offense, along with learning a new system. And I did see, as I told the offense after the first game, after the second game, good improvement from game one to game two. We're moving the ball well. We just got to do a better job of finishing.
There's a lot of discussion about the goal line play where you use McFadden for a few plays instead of putting in, say, like a goal line back. Can you explain why that's?
I've always had a belief that the number one back can still be the goal line back. Doesn't have to necessarily be a bigger, stronger guy. My experience tells me so. Last couple of years was Arian Foster. Had a lot of success. Warrick Dunn was one of the best inside tackle runners I've ever been around as a coach. It's not just the back that requires the execution of the play. So it didn't bother me to have him in there. We just didn't get it executed across the board to score a touchdown.
It's been pretty clear in your actions regarding McFadden that, you know, hey, whatever injury problems he's had, they're separate things, they're freak things. We're just going to run him because he's a football player, and we're just going to keep running him.
Yeah, and that's all you want.
Overworking him? I mean, I'm giving him too much?
No, I think we knew last week we had a limited time to play with him. He's only going to play a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure he got some touches so he's ready for the season. It's a fine line. How much do you play him? How much touches do you get? And when we got down in that situation, it was just part of he wants to be a football player too, you know, and he wants to score touchdowns, and there's a chance to score touchdowns there. So, to me, it was just the ebb and flow of the game. I never second-guessed who would play there in that position. I'm fine with that right now in training camp. As we assess the preseason and evaluate our personnel with our scheme, then we may make a decision during the regular season to change it up. But right now, I have no regrets about doing that.
Coach, how different is he from when you were here before, and how excited are you to have him to work with?
His ability to see the hole is exciting. He's really, I've seen the growth in his vision in the run game where he identifies, okay, here's my chance to do the one cut downhill or one cut bounce move. That part's been exciting, as well as his blitz pickups. He's got a better understanding of seeing the safety rotation, identifying blitzes, and that's made him a more well-rounded running back so we can play him on all downs.
How's Carson picked up the offense and how's he played so far?
He's done well. I was very impressed with the first game. You know, he was 3 of 6, but we had 2 drops, and we took a shot down the field. In the second game, we moved the ball very well, and he had a couple critical third down conversions. So I'll look at third downs and red zone to kind of get a feel for progress with a quarterback. And I saw improvement in our third down decision making. There was less indecision. The ball was out quicker. I told the offense from day one, because I've gone through a few of these startups, if you will, it's like a startup company for me. We're teaching a brand new offense to these guys. It's a startup mode. The hardest part, in my opinion, to coach an offense that takes the most time is the red zone. And that is because there's less field for the defense to cover. So things happen faster. And that's just something we need a lot of reps of. And in my experiences before, it's a year-long process to really get efficient down in the red zone.
Is the play calling in the preseason all that much different from what you might do in a regular season?
Oh, definitely.
With the first string guys?
Remember last week now, we played on a Monday and came back and played on a Friday. You watch Monday night game this week, Tom Brady and those guys didn't play. You play a short week, it's hard to game plan and have a lot of new information go at a guy and then all of a sudden have to play a game 3 days later. So we really didn't. Our first two games have been pretty much just training camp stuff, not how do you beat Dallas, how do you beat Arizona, because it's not fair to the young guys. Part of our process is to evaluate these young players. And so it's pretty much traditional in the league that on that first game, you're going to do just training camp stuff. It just so happens our second game was only 4 days later. So we didn't want to go ahead and, all right, how can we evaluate a guy and give him a brand new playbook and get an honest evaluation of the young players, which is really important here. So we didn't game plan at all for this game.
Leinart said that when camp first opened that the thing Carson's going to love the most is that he's never going to have been coached like this before. There's a process to the way you coach that it was different for him. Carson has confirmed that. He says, I've never been coached like this before. What do you think they mean?
I'm taking it as a compliment. I hope it's good. I take great pride in teaching the quarterback proper decision-making, timing, and accuracy. Those are the three qualities I'll look for. And how do we do that? Well, part of it is footwork. Part of it is upper body mechanics. And then ultimately, it's how do you teach the mind to work? How do you hardwire a quarterback's brain? I got lucky as a young coach in the NFL. When I started out, I was with Steve Young back in San Francisco. He was at the end of his career, so he gave me some good advice as a young coach, as a young quarterback coach. Greg, don't show me all your knowledge. Just cut the fat out, cut to the chase, and tell me what I really need to know. And so I've learned to apply that with the coaches that talk to the quarterbacks and with myself and the quarterback coach, John DeFilippo. So there's a process to teach third downs. There's a process to teach red zone. There's a process to teach first and second downs. Let's not give him everything we know. Let's just give him what he needs to know. And he's feeling that from the way we present things and teach things.
Going this week, you're kind of in the regular season routine, trying to, as you're preparing for Detroit. Have you noticed a big difference in the play, in the practice, and everything in general with the new this week?
Well, what's been good this week for us to evaluate as coaches, we're game planning a little bit this week. Not full on, but we're doing more than we did the first two games. So we're seeing what our offense can handle from a scheme standpoint. How much can we give them that's new, that maybe hasn't been in training camp the last 4 weeks, and some new ideas, some new thoughts to see how they handle it in practice and in the classroom right now. And so we're going through that process right now. I don't even have any answers for you. But it's been good to also teach our guys, here's how we do it in season. Coach Allen did a very good job for us from a planning standpoint. We're doing this week like it's a mock in-season week, the way we teach our third down presentation this morning, red zone, tomorrow, short yards and goal line. So there's a growth going on right now with the players and with the coaches. You know, it's not only that we're just coaching the players here, we're coaching coaches because it's a new staff being worked together. And this is really the first time we've prepared for a game. Everything else has been sunny and sunshine and out here in grass, and you know, there's no win-loss record. But now we're preparing for a game, and it's good practice for all of us to go through.
Carson said he'll make throws in the preseason games, which he wouldn't normally make. He'll make test things out, see how things work.
Yes.
Is that easy, flip the switch, come regular
with
season?
A veteran guy, it is, and I've encouraged it. I've encouraged from day one my belief for a quarterback to learn a new offense, you got to try some stuff. And I'll sacrifice some of the ups and downs that go with that. It's like all of our professions, isn't it? If you make some mistakes, you usually grow from it. And that's what I want him to do in the preseason, since the games are not held accountable, so to speak. You still want to win. You still want to have that taste of it. But he's got to test himself. I don't want to ever train a guy to be conservative from day one. He won't know his limits then. And I think it's very important that quarterbacks are new to the system, him and Terrell primarily here, take some chances and get a feel for, okay, what can I do, what can I do while it's preseason. And then what I do typically after this third game, then we harness it down. We have some information, i.e. the tape, to say here's why we won't do that as much. And maybe it's dictated because of our personnel at wide out or our tight end or our running back protection, or maybe it's just because of our own ability at quarterback.
Then without your starting center, or a guy people thought was going to be the starting center throughout the entire offseason, pretty much the last week, Parsons has played a ton there. How comfortable are you with him
we've told him from day one, it's been a good competition. Even when Wiz wasn't practicing in the spring, it was a competition to start because, Wiz played guard before and hadn't played center. So I'm comfortable because from day one we've treated it as a competition. Both guys are into it mentally. It's just been unfortunate that Wiz hasn't had as many reps.
Are you any other?
Well, we're going to get, obviously, because of the injury situation, some of these young receivers are getting a lot of reps, more than I anticipated to start training camp. And so we're going to have a good chance to evaluate that position with some of the younger guys and also the tight end position because of the injury factor. It's been very good to see that competition. And fortunately for us, with an experienced quarterback, he's been very patient watching their growth happen out here on the field and in the games.
Guys, we've got to get our coaches to meeting, so time for one more. Just one more question.
Is it safe to say the rest of the O-line is pretty much set as far as starters go?
Yeah, they've done a good job. I mean, I'm feeling very comfortable with both guards and tackles. They're communicating well. They're seeing the game from the zone blocking scheme and the play pass stuff very well. So, they're doing real well together.